from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the field and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't worry, we do we're not talking about the parishioners, but we talk about parishes, we talk about countries, we talk about traditions, customs. And one of my friends who works in Germany, he said that this homily for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in his parish is the most important homily in the entire year. He starts to prepare for this homily in September, because during this homily he is giving kind of report what's going on in the parish, where the parish is spiritually, also economically, and also he let the people know about the plans for next year. I didn't start to prepare this homily in September. I didn't start to prepare this homily even last week. I'm not ready to give any report or talk about future plans for this parish, because most of you, you know more about this parish than I know. As I said, this is my ninth day here only. But I would like to start this homily with humorous story. Today, tomorrow, we celebrate Christmas. And Christmas is the day of joy, day of happiness. This is also a story about preparing homily for Christmas Eve. It was a priest who was very nervous when he had to deliver the homily. And usually his preparation was to write every word on the paper, and next to read. And of course he did. He prepared a beautiful homily, but it was still like 2 hours until Christmas Eve Mass. And this priest, he still was very nervous, and he decided to have a shadow whiskey. And of course he had, but he said one is not enough. He took another shadow whiskey. And in this moment he realized that he doesn't remember where he put these papers with his homily. And it was only like 30 minutes to start the Mass. He started to look in one room, in another. He moved every drawer. Even he checked the trash. Now, he raised his eyes to God and said, "Lord, help me to find my homily. If you do, I will never drink another drop of whiskey." And he looked down on his desk, and there was the paper with the homily. And he said, "Never mind, Lord, I found it." Not my case, just in case. To help understand what Christmas means, I would like to ask you to consider a comparison. Most of us, we like dogs. Many of us, we have dogs in our houses. We enjoy them, we enjoy their company. But our world and dogs' world, they are two totally different worlds. For example, a boy who is doing his homework with his pencils and papers and books, and the dog sitting in his knee. The dog doesn't know what the boy is doing. It is very different. It's a big difference between boy and dog. Why I use this example? Because something like that happened 2,000 years ago. We were in two different worlds. We, human race, and God. And God, because of His mercy, His love, He decided to put these two worlds together, to make His Son, to send His Son, and make Him human being. This is what we celebrate today and tomorrow in this Christmas. God's love and God's mercy. We look at this nativity scene and we see how beautiful it is. We got probably a lot of Christmas cards. And when we see the picture of the Christmas cards, when there's beautiful Virgin Mary with good looking Saint Joseph and this beautiful small baby Jesus, we think that God came in this kind of circumstances to us. But what we have in today's gospel, they didn't have a room in the inn to stay. They had to use room with animals. And even if the Christmas cards and our nativity scene and even the movies, they present to us this beautiful picture of these beautiful people with these beautiful shepherds with nice sheep. But we can imagine the circumstances that God was born. I don't want to give you details, but consider only these animals. Was probably not smelling very good. Consider only these shepherds, that they were working probably for days without any possibility to prepare themselves for this very important visit. This is what God's love means. This is how God's love is. This is what we receive from Him. During this night, when we finally finished all the preparations for Christmas. When everything is cooked, baked, everything is decorated, everything is wrapped, we finally can enjoy the other side of this feast, the spiritual side of this celebration. Thinking about this great love and mercy that God showed to us, to human race, coming in these circumstances. Today, on this Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, we need to give thanks to God for His mercy and love. And this is what we are doing in this Mass, giving Him thanks for His love and His mercy. Amen.
Amen.